Baha'u'llah's coming has been clearly foretold in the prophecies of the Bible. And this is what we are going to be beginning to discuss next. Now, the messianic prophecies found in the Bible are some of the most fascinating and controversial topics in all of the Bible. Many of these prophecies are stated in such highly symbolic language that it's difficult to understand what they are saying. Nevertheless, there is a way that these prophecies can be deciphered. Now, for those who don't know this, it's a fascinating fact that the four major religions of the Middle East, namely the Jewish, Zoroastrian, Christian, and Islamic religions, that all of these Middle Eastern religions have messianic prophecies. And what's fascinating is when these prophecies are compared side by side, they show remarkable similarities to each other. In fact, they all seem to be foretelling the exact same event. Now, ask yourself, is there an organic link between these religions? Are they related to each other? Are they truly all sent by the one same God? Now, you may be pleasantly surprised at what these prophecies reveal. As I said, the prophecies can be very difficult to understand. And I found that one of the easiest ways to decipher what they are saying is to look at the numbers that the prophecies contain. Many of the prophecies contain numbers such as 70 weeks, 2300 days, 7 years, 42 months, 3.5 years, 1260 days. Now, these numbers are extremely important. In fact, they are the keys which unlock the hidden meanings of the prophecies. Now, what does it take to break the code of the numbers? How can they help us to understand what the prophecies are saying? Now, fortunately, the Baha'i writings offer some remarkable insights which can help us to completely understand what the prophecies and the numbers were saying. Now, before we can begin to unravel the secrets of the numbers, we need to first establish a couple of important principles. Our first code-breaking principle comes from the book of Ezekiel, where it says, "Thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days." Now listen to this. "I have appointed thee each day for a year." That's in Ezekiel 4:6. Each day for a year. Can you see what this passage is saying? Days in prophecy can actually be years. So when this prophecy says 40 days, it actually can mean 40 years. Days and years are interchangeable in prophecy. Now, this principle is again restated in the Old Testament book of Numbers, where it says, quote, "After the number of days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquities even 40 years." Numbers 14:34. Once again, it says, each day for a year. And this is an important code-breaking principle. This is one of the keys. Days can equal years in prophecy. Now, keeping this principle in mind, let's begin to examine the prophetic numbers. Now, the first prophecy that I'd like to have you take a look at is the 70-week prophecy found in the book of Daniel. Now, this prophecy is important because it already has been fulfilled. And because it foretold a well-known, historically verifiable event. As a result, it offers us an excellent opportunity to test our code-breaking procedure in a situation where we already know the answer. Now, this 70-week prophecy can be found in the Old Testament book of Daniel, chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Now here we are told that, quote, 70 weeks are determined from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, then shall Messiah be cut off. This is kind of an edited version of the prophecy, but this is what it says. In other words, this prophecy foretold a time when the Messiah shall be, quote, cut off. This prophecy foretold the death of Jesus. Now, the Baha'i writings tell us that this commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem was given by a Persian king named Artaxerxes. The story behind this is that 600 and some years before Christ appeared, Israel had been conquered by a foreign army. The city of Jerusalem was partially destroyed, and those Jews who survived were taken captive into Babylon. Now, decades later, the Persians conquered the Babylonian Empire, and the Jewish slaves who were being held captive in Babylon became the property of the Persian Empire. Now, it was at this time that the Hebrew patriarch Nehemiah had become the personal servant of Artaxerxes, the king of Persia. And it was partially because of their friendship, and for other reasons, that Artaxerxes, the king, was persuaded to allow Nehemiah to return to Israel so that he could rebuild the city of Jerusalem. Now, the Bible accounts actually list four separate decrees to rebuild Jerusalem, which were given over a period of time by three different Persian kings. However, the third decree was the only one which actually resulted in the rebuilding of the city. Now, according to the Baha'i writings, this decree was given in 457 BC by Artaxerxes, the Persian king. Now, I'm trying to develop the background of the prophecy of Daniel. So, the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, according to this, was given in the year 457 BC by the Persian king. Now, Daniel tells us that, quote, 70 weeks are determined from this date when Artaxerxes' decree to rebuild Jerusalem is given until the time when the Messiah shall be cut off. Now, the number 70 weeks is the key to understanding the prophecy. Try to visualize this. Now, remembering Ezekiel's code-breaking principle, we know that days can equal years in prophecy. So let's begin unraveling this prophecy by calculating the number of days that there are in 70 weeks. So if we multiply 70 weeks times 7 days in a week, we get 490 days. There are 490 days in 70 weeks. Now, using the day for a year principle, this means that our 490 days can actually mean 490 years. So let's then review Daniel's prophecy again and begin to apply this new information. Daniel told us that 70 weeks, or as we now know, 490 years, are determined from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, which we now know was given in 457 BC. The commandment to restore and build Jerusalem was given in 457 BC. And then Daniel says, then shall Messiah be cut off. So if we start at 457 BC and count forward 490 years, we arrive at the year 33-34 of the Christian era. According to Daniel, this is the time when the Messiah shall be, quote, cut off. Now, only one person who claimed to be the Messiah was cut off about 34 AD. This prophecy clearly shows that Daniel specifically predicted the death of Jesus centuries before it happened. And this is the secret of the 70-week prophecy. Now, this calculation tells us several things. We know that the prophecies from the book of Daniel are both authentic and accurate. We know that Daniel identified Jesus as the Messiah hundreds of years before he's even born. And possibly most importantly, at least for the sake of this presentation, we know that our day for a year code-breaking principle works. So we've passed the first test. Next, let's see how these principles work when applied to the other prophetic numbers. Now, the prophecy from the book of Daniel actually has two parts. As we have already shown, the first part, the 70-week, 490-year prophecy, foretells the first coming of Christ and his sacrificial death. The second part involves the companion number to the 70-week prophecy, this time the number 2300 days. Now, this number is also extremely important since it conceals the secret of the time of Jesus' second coming. Now, back in the 24th chapter of Matthew, when Jesus' apostles asked him, "When shall these things be, and when shall be the sign of thy coming?" Jesus answered, When ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place." This is in Matthew 24. Now, this abomination of desolation passage referred to by Jesus is found in the book of Daniel just a few verses before the 70-week prophecy. Now, Daniel's abomination of desolation prophecy reads, quote, pay attention here, "How long shall be the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, under 2,300 days." Daniel 8:13-14. Now, the number 2,300 days is the key to understanding the apostles of Jesus' question, "When shall these things be? When will you return?" Now, we know from Ezekiel's day for year principle that 2,300 days can actually be 2,300 years. In other words, this prophecy is telling us that Christ will appear after a 2,300 year period of time. Now, if we can determine when this prophecy was supposed to begin, then we will know when Christ is due to return. Now, the Baha'i writings advise us to use the same starting date of 457 BC that we used in the 70-week calculation. So when we count forward 2,300 years from 457 BC, we arrive at the year 1844 of the Christian era. Now, 1844 is the same exact year that several Adventist Christian groups pinpointed as the time of Christ's return. Now, is this truly the year that the 2,300 days prophecy foretold? Did anything important happen in 1844? The significance of this year will soon become more apparent. I'm running out of time today, but I wanted to emphasize that so far in this presentation, we have proven that recognizing prophets of God when they come is not as easy as many people think that it might be. Many Christians today are waiting for the literal physical descent of Jesus from heaven. This is never how the prophecies were fulfilled in the past. This is never how prophets of God returned from heaven in the past. The prophets of God have always been born as children. As Isaiah said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." This is how the prophets have always appeared in the past. Now, in this last section where we're beginning to look at the numbers of the prophecies, we can begin to see that there are ways to understand the prophecies, that the 70-week prophecy of Daniel foretold the coming of Jesus, and that Jesus' explanation of the 2,300-day prophecy, the abomination of desolation prophecy of Daniel, foretells the time of his second coming. Now, the year 1844 was the year when the Baha'i Faith began. and the Baha'i faith very clearly claims to be the fulfillment of the Christian prophecies. Now, I have run out of time in this segment, so we're going to be discussing this more in the next segment, so please come back.